This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Jasmine, what's bugging you this week?
Well, we all know that news needs to make money. And that's, I mean, at least commercial television, commercial radio, but also public radio. I mean, you guys have sponsors or you have underwriting. So that's how you guys make money. It's not that you're selling ads, but you have sponsors and you also have people who will contribute. We all know this is a problem staying on the air. We have to have funds to do that and to pay people. So I've noticed lately that CNN, and I watch it every day, so I've noticed that things are changing. CNN has started doing advertisements within the morning shows themselves, not during breaks, but actually having the anchors, meteorologists talk about an advertiser during their segment. And I found that really interesting because this has never happened before, at least for me watching, and I've watched pretty faithfully in the morning. That's where I get my news in the morning. Things are different now, and they're actually doing that. So here's an example. Just in the last few days, they've been talking about the California wildfires, and they tossed to a meteorologist out in California talking about the forecast out there and how the weather's changing. In the middle of her forecast, you see a big dog food company logo. I'm not going to give them free advertising. And so she's talking about the forest fires, and she flips to this next big slide behind her in the TV, and it's this big logo. And she says, and this report brought to you by dog food company, gives the slogan, and then continues. And I go, that's really interesting. I have never seen that before. Now, I've worked in TV. And typically, yeah, weather was the first thing to be branded and sold. So what I mean by sold was we would put little logos like in the weather forecast, like maybe on the bottom of the screen. It wasn't too blatant, but it was sold by somebody. So there was their logo, the company's logo in there, and it was just kind of sitting there. And it sat there the whole weather forecast, and the station made money off of it. But now people are actually saying it aloud, like it's part of their segment that they're required to say the company and give the slogan or whatever during the report. So that now the anchors, the reporters, meteorologists are having to give up part of their time of their report to this advertiser. And I just think it almost harkens back to the early days of television where, yeah, we did have product placement, but we're back to that.
Yeah, it's a little unnerving and very curious, to say the least, this sudden change. As you and I were been talking about this and just listening to you talk about this issue and your concerns about it, it harkens to the time where not too long ago on front page of newspapers we started to put advertising, which was just absolutely taboo and something that you wouldn't discuss or even consider. And now newspapers have done it. And the one I worked for and had come from before coming to the university did that. And it was kind of a act of desperation, it sounds like. And I suppose it's come to this. And I'm wondering if that's the issue here, especially because the media is under attack on a daily basis. And perhaps it's come to this. I don't know. That's the only reasoning or explanation I can come up with.
Yeah, I remember when newspapers started putting ads on the front page and the big brouhaha about it, and now it's just commonly accepted.
You know, an image is everything, and that's what it reflects. It reflects that we're condoning this, where there should be room for several ads inside, and it came to the point where major newspapers and commercial newspapers were doing that. We weren't just giving you a wraparound, but now the front page was under assault. Now, that said, I don't know if it's something that is that common anymore, but it seemed like not too long ago they were doing it, and I hope maybe it's a trend that maybe they've decided to drop. I don't know if that's the case, but it is a reflection of how journalists work and how we need to be truly objective, and this doesn't help our cause.
No, it definitely doesn't help it. So I brought this whole thing up to people on social media, and I got a couple responses about it. And someone who lives up in the Quad Cities said, oh, hey, a local whatever local TV station, I'm not going to say who it is, they do that during the weather segment. So this person said that this TV station introduces an ad or commercial at the end of the weather forecast before the 7-day. We all know everyone's waiting for the 7-day forecast. So so apparently they're doing this commercial right in the middle, again, of a weather forecast. And that is happening now in local stations. It's not just national networks. We're looking at local stations doing very similar things. And apparently this has been going on for a while, but I hadn't seen CNN do it up until a few weeks ago. And I worked in Las Vegas, and they were definitely trying to make money out there, too, years ago. We had a McCafe cup sitting on our desk in the morning show, and it made national newspapers that this product placement was taking place out there. And the rules about that McCafe cup, that there actually were two, that the anchors weren't allowed to gesture towards them, they were not allowed to talk about them, and if a negative story came up about the McDonald's, you mm-hmm. know, franchises or, you know, the corporation in general, that they would be removed for that time, for that show. But again, the anchors weren't supposed to talk about them. But now we see anchors and reporters actually doing the advertisements within the newscasts in different places.
And if we're willing to do this, Rich, I just wonder what's going to come next. I mean, are we going to have newscasts where we have maybe on a crawl, perhaps maybe a commercial or a pitch come there? I just wonder,
sure,
if
not?
You're willing to do this, what else are you willing to do?
Well, this is just the latest in a long series of Madison Avenue, if you will, encroaching into our lives. Cable TV was supposed to be free of commercials, if you can recall, when cable TV started.
I do.
And, of course, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. We see product placement in TV shows. We see it in movies constantly. We see product placement in sports arenas. There are advertisements all over the place. There was a big to-do about placing ads on actual playing surfaces, mm-hmm. and now that's just generally accepted. So this is just the next step in a long line, again, of Madison Avenue encroaching and becoming a bigger and bigger, you know, something that we see. We're just constantly bombarded with ads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and it's happening in our sports. The NBA teams, National Basketball Association teams, already wear logos. You see the
sure.
Boston Celtics play, they have a giant GE logo on their uniform. The Cleveland Cavaliers wear Goodyear.
The Nike swoosh has been omnipresent for years,
sure.
And that's an advertisement for Nike.
Can you imagine your Cubs wearing the Under Armour logo? That's going to happen here in a few years.
I
suppose this is a sign of the times, but we have a it's especially troublesome given our industry and what we're supposed to represent and what we're supposed to be doing, being unbiased, objective. We're constantly under assault for this and attack for this, and we have a lot of things working against us, and this certainly doesn't help. It's very troublesome.
Yeah, the wall between news and sales is becoming thinner to the point where I'm pretty sure we can see through it now.
Well, I will say one thing. Public radio is mission-driven. Commercial broadcasters are profit-driven. So there is a sanctuary from all of this madness, at least for now.
For now.
Good to know.
And for now, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.